Joan, your writings of angels include a lot of stories that involved children having these experiences with angelic beings. Can you share one of those stories with us?
Oh, yes. I think sometimes children see angels and they don't have the language skills to tell us about it. And so I always tell people, be very much aware if you have little children or little grandchildren around, because they may say something like, you know, there was a pretty lady in my room last night, and we'll just pat them on the head and say, isn't that sweet? And maybe they're trying to tell us something really wonderful. I remember the very first time I think I ever received a story from anyone involving a child. It was from a young mother, and she had two little girls, probably 9 or 10 months old and age 3, something like that. And the younger child had been sick for a couple of days, and she was in, she lived in an apartment, kind of a an area where people weren't very friendly, and she was the only stay-at-home mom. So anyway, the little one had croup or something and hadn't been well. And then she began feeling better, and one morning they were sort of rolling around the living room. Mom was tickling them both, and they were laughing and having fun. And then the baby began to catch her breath and pretty soon cough. And then she looked as if she was having a lot of trouble breathing. Well, by this time, the mother was getting kind of hysterical. And all of a sudden, the baby stopped breathing. Well, Mom was just beside herself, and she ran out into the hallway of the apartment with this limp child in her arms and started screaming and beating on doors, somebody come out, somebody help me, and nobody did, and it probably no one was home, but she thought all of a sudden, you know, the baby's going to die, and I don't know what to do, and all of a sudden, this tremendous calm came over her, and she suddenly settled down, and she realized, wait, you took CPR, you know what to do. She laid the baby down in the hallway and began breathing and doing what you're supposed to do, and right. Within a couple of seconds, the little one began to breathe again and coughed. And so then, they, of course, they called 911, and the paramedics came, and it was a long time afterwards when the doctor finally let her go home, just said that she had had the croup and probably just shouldn't have been tussling around like that. And so it was a kind of an exhausting day for everyone, and the three of them went up the stairs. And now the three-year-old had been kind of aware of all of this, watching, and yet she hadn't said much. And when the baby was put to bed, the three-year-old got into her mother's lap and said, can I ask you something? And Mommy said, sure. And the little girl said, where did the man go? And the Mommy said, what man, honey? She said, the man, Mommy, the man that was standing beside you in the hallway, he had his hand on your shoulder. And the mother said, honey, there wasn't anybody out in the hallway. And the little girl started to cry, and she said, yes, he was a golden man, and I want to see him again. And with that, the mother realized suddenly that the source of this incredible calm that had come over her was probably either her angel or her child's angel, but one of them was looking out for that baby and gave her the, you know, the courage that she needed to take her time and do things right and perform CPR. But it was only the child that was aware that there was something supernatural going on out there.
Why do you believe that it's so easy for children to see these angels and to have these experiences, and, you know, maybe a little harder for adults to do that?
Well, I think children are completely pure, at least the little ones are. They haven't, you know, they're in the world but not of the world as yet. The older we get, I think the more we pull away from the roots of our faith, whatever that innocent faith is that we're born with, because we get into the world and we begin to experience darker things, evil, sin, and so forth. But when you've got a little child, they are just so spiritually perfect that they can kind of, they don't have any inhibitions. I've interviewed plenty of children who have told me about miraculous things that I would have never dreamed were happening. Things like some children experience, instead of angels, they experience brightly colored golden balls of light. And the first time this happened to me, someone said it, I remember as a child, I used to be tucked in bed at night, and then the balls of light would come, and I would play and dance with them, and my mother would come in and say, get back into bed. She didn't see anything. And, you know, I'm listening to this story, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm not supposed to be a judge here, but how can I write about something like that? It's so mm-hmm. strange. But it kept on happening, and pretty soon I realized that in many people's lives, there are these mystical things going on, and yet who can they tell? Who would honestly say, oh, tell me more? Most people, until recently at least, would roll their eyes or just think, boy, stay away from that one. But as I kept talking to children, I found that there were a lot of things that they experienced that they didn't know how to put them. One was very interesting was this concept of an imaginary companion, which I think is so interesting because we have a tendency to go along and play along with it and think it's cute and everything. I remember my sons all had an imaginary companion, the same one, another boy. Why we needed another boy, I don't know, but this was this imaginary Peter that used to go places with us. And I, in my quest to be very modern, used to encourage them, you know, is Peter here? Does Peter want a sandwich? Hold on to Peter's hand now. You know, this kind of thing. And yet, it wasn't until years later that I realized, looking back, that whenever I asked the children if Peter was here, they would all answer in unison and look to one corner of the room or another, but they would all do it together. And
so they all appeared to be seeing.
Yes. And I thought, my children, I love them dearly, but they weren't that bright to figure out a way to, you know, tease Mom on the spur of the moment like that. And I realized that not only did we miss whatever was there in their preschool life as far as a connection with heaven, what usually happens to most children and happened to them as well was that the children's memories grow dim also. The older they get, the less they can remember of those really marvelous times.
How old do you think they are when that begins to change?
I think they're around 6 or 7.